throw balls far. You want good words? Data language.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Kauf with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP!
And a very, very good Tuesday morning, Western Oklahoma. Jared Atha with you on the Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, 1240 AM, KADS, the sports animal. I hope you're having a fantastic post-eclipse Tuesday. Did you check it out? Did you burn your retinas out looking at the sun without those glasses? Do you think you're going to be smart and put your hand up and look to the side and maybe you could still see it? I actually had reports from people here in the studio that said, I just drove by a place and a bunch of people looking at the sun without glasses. I don't get it. Heed the warning. I think we're doing that for months this.
We tried yesterday.
You brought me glasses. I had like two pair of glasses. I donated them, my other pair of glasses, to my boss here, Blake. I was like, here you go. But it was cool, though. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Scott Garrison over there. Scott, did you check it out? Did you see it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was kind of geeking out by it, actually, just because I
was kind of mad when I saw the pictures from places that did black out. I was kind of mad that I didn't drive 5 hours south and see a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
A little jealousy. Yeah, I had it on the TV, and they were just following it all the way through. And once it passed over, illegally, I might add, over through Eagle Pass, Texas. I had to throw that in there. And it went through Texas, and it made its way up and through Dallas. You know, they had the live reports. They were actually in the Cotton Bowl reporting on that as it happened. It was pretty neat. And then, you know, moved through, obviously, Oklahoma. I saw some – had a buddy down there who said – I was texting him. First, I texted him, how's the weather? He said, we have some high clouds, but we can still see the sun through it. Cool. And so afterwards, I said, well, I want to know how it is. So afterwards, he texts me. And I'll have to read the text verbatim because if my guy here, he's pretty blunt on things. He says, there's nothing I can tell you that will – wait. He said, dude, that might be the single most incredible thing I've ever witnessed in person. And he's a big OU fan that's been to a lot of OU games. But, you know, we get excited about things like that, right? Incredible finishes and stuff like that. But and then he went on to say, there's nothing I can tell you that will help you understand what I saw with the totality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one thing seeing it on TV. It's one thing, I'm sure, being there.
Oh.
I noted that when it happened here at its peak was around 142. So we went outside with the glasses. One, did you see the little halo effect it had around the sun? Which is kind of trippy. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You didn't, obviously, you couldn't have the glasses on, but you couldn't look at the sun. That was cool. And two, I noticed the drop in temperature.
Oh, absolutely.
Even without the full totality here, I noticed the drop in temps.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, which was weird. But, and I also noticed that back in 17 when it wasn't, I don't know what percentage it was, but there was a little bit of a darkness, I guess, out here. And I did note that too, that man, it seems a little chillier. Now, when I experienced that, I was at my home and it wasn't, instead of here, you know, a little loud, you got traffic and stuff. I think they were doing something at the football field because I could hear the loudspeaker. I think they took some high school kid or some students over at the football field to experience this, which is a great idea. But at home back in 17, I remember when that happened, I started to hear crickets. I'm not kidding you. Even just a little bit, because it kind of felt like the sun was going down.
Right.
I even heard a rooster crow.
Huh.
Maybe he was thinking, oh, it's time to wake up again. It was odd. Yeah. But this was cool. I was kind of geeking out with it. Really, really neat stuff. Hey, it is Tuesday, which means it's a Paul Jones Drug Tuesday on the Skinny on Sports. Thank you to Rodney Skinner and the whole gang over there at 809 North Main Street. Paul Jones Drug Care, you can trust. Call them up, 580-225-2121. We'll tell you about them throughout the broadcast. Don't forget, you can be a part of the broadcast on our text line, 580-225-9698. Tell us what you're thinking. Ask questions. I'll let Scott answer the questions. I'll let you handle that one, buddy. Also, you can listen to us on KADSAM.com. You can find the replay of the show right there on the front page, KADSAM.com, and on our Skinny on Sports Facebook page. Experiencing some issues with the podcast, but you can still stream it that way. for your convenience. Scott Garrison helping me out. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm great. Getting geared up. Ready for this? Ready for the Masters?
You know, I really lean on Skinny when it comes to golf talk. So that's another reason I brought you in. You're a golfer, right? So are you a big fan like Skinny is? That guy he's an encyclopedia, if you will, and he can go back to when so-and-so won it in what year and even note the score at times. Me, I just enjoy watching, and I'm not like edge of my seat. I'm just laid back, like, let's just watch the Masters, you know?
Sure.
So I'm going to have to do some homework when we start to make our picks. So what we decide tomorrow at the end of the show, we'll make our picks. We'll do our top three and our dark horse. And look at the odds on that one. But from everything I'm hearing, is everything setting up well at Augusta weather-wise? I think it's going to cooperate. You know, you're hearing right here on these airwaves. Huntman was down. He's retired, but I love that they're still letting him go down to Augusta and report on in to the animals. So he's going to be doing that throughout this week, and we'll really tackle that into tomorrow. But the big news was last night, the NCAA men's basketball game, championship game took place with UConn repeating as champions, beating Purdue 75-60. It's the first back-to-back title since, of course, Florida, that 06-07 Florida team did it. And if you go to Vegas now, the early favorites to win it next year is who do you think is going to be? It is UConn.
Yeah.
Followed by, I think, Duke is what I saw. So that they're going to keep it going, it sounds like. And Hurley says he's staying. There's been some question, could Kentucky court him away, maybe the NBA. He said he's already said, I'm staying. I want to try to go for a dynasty in this deal, which is very possible from looking at their roster and the contributors were a lot of youthful guys. Now, of course, they could always declare. You see that a lot when teams win titles. They think, I'm going to leave at the top of my game and try the NBA. But we'll see what happens. First things first, I guess we'll just get this out of the way. Let's check in on the Western Oklahoma Realty Bracket Challenge standings. And I guess I got to give a little congrats to Coach Ham. Coach Sean Ham, the winner, because UConn won. And it actually, there were others that picked UConn. I was the lone one here that picked Purdue.
Right.
I say lone one. There's others, but it actually knocked me all the way down to fifth.
Yeah.
Because Purdue lost. I didn't know the ramifications of that, but others were which, listen, I'm a little relieved because I didn't want to deal with the controversy of being in the top three, winning something, and, you know.
Yeah.
Because there was some talk around here like, well, yeah, why couldn't you take home some of the cash, Jared? Well, because we're the host of the show, it just wouldn't look good. And I was like, well, you can't rig it. You just picked it right. Absolutely. But I was willing to – it's easy to say this now when I'm in fifth place and not top three, but I was willing to concede it and just take on the bragging rights, which I've done enough of through this tournament.
Show me the money.
I had some things listed I wanted to buy. But congratulations, Coach Ham. Elk City Elkhead basketball coach winning the Western Oklahoma Realty Bracket Challenge. Congratulations to him. Second place was Tate Trotter. I think that's the name of the bracket, but I think that's right. Tate Trotter. And I hope I'm saying this name right. Joel, is it Abby? A-B-B-E? We'll have to reach out to them and make arrangements to get them their prizes. Big thank you to Tyler Harrison at Western Oklahoma Realty, People Before Property, sponsoring this year's Bracket Challenge. What do we have? 75 participants this year, 75 in the group. Hotly contested, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, and we'll do it every year we can, and hopefully we can get those numbers up next year because it's a lot of fun to say, yeah, I'm at the top of a group of 75 people. That's something I was beating my chest up until the final buzzer last night. But I was
You didn't pick chalk.
Maybe I should have went with America and picked UConn. I had a feeling that Purdue was going to put together this run after being bumped out early in the last 2 years where they were clearly the better team.
Yeah.
I felt like they had this drive in them, this mission in them to not only get to the national title game, which they did, but to win it. They did not. UConn was the better team, and I said that yesterday. I think Purdue, and I still believe this. Purdue had the better player, but UConn had the better team. Yeah. And we'll break that down a little bit. But I do, but you think, okay, well, Jared didn't get first place. He didn't even get top three, so he can stop bragging about his bracket. Oh, no, I will, because I did win another bracket. But it was only of nine people in it. But win it. But I do win prizes in that one, too. We call it our T-shirt bracket, where all the losers buy the winner a T-shirt. It has to be like a $20 or more T-shirt. And the fun thing about that is you don't know what you're getting. So you can go to your mailbox, open, what do we got today? Open it up and see what kind of T-shirt we get. So
that's fun.
I got a buddy in Mississippi in this one, a couple buddies in Oklahoma City, and they're from all over. So you never know what you're going to get. So it was, that one's fun. But I don't kid yourself. I would much rather I'd trade out the T-shirts for a winner of the Skinny on Sports Bracket Challenge. But congratulations again to Coach Ham taking that title right there. Well, the game itself, I thought it was going to be close. It was a 6-point lead for UConn at half, 36-30, but they would pull away and win it 75-60. I mentioned Zach Edey. He was good. 37 points, but no one else was good for Purdue. And that was one of my keys. He needs compliments around him.
Make somebody else beat you.
Yeah. You saw it a couple times in this tournament for Purdue that looked really good because the entire team played well around Edey. Edey did everything he could to keep his team in it with those 37 points. Got to the free throw line 10 times, made 7 of 10 of them, and airballed another free throw. I don't know if that's a constant thing for him. I don't think he's a bad free throw shooter, but sometimes when you're under the big lights and on the big stage, the pressure gets to you a little bit. But
70% is definitely a lot better than Shaq.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think he's a hack a Shaq kind of guy. I don't think he ever was where you put him on the free throw line because he would – I mean, just look at this tournament. He got to the free throw line a lot, and he made you pay. Braden Smith for Purdue, the only other Boilermaker in double digits with 12 points. But, again, you got to have more production from your other guys, your guards, to have a chance against UConn especially. But UConn, and again, Edey the best player, UConn the best team. Yeah, you had Newton with 20. You had Castle with 15, 11 points from Klingon and Spencer. Klingon, I thought, did his best guarding Edey. At times I looked up, when Edey needed a bucket, it was Klingon just disruptive enough to prevent that and to allow to make those key defensive stops. Because if Purdue was not able to score, UConn was. As simple as that. And when Purdue needed an answer, UConn would make those stops. You felt like Purdue would go a little bit of a run, UConn would make those stops, and they'd turn around and go and score. So Purdue had a lot of issues trying to slow down UConn's potent offense and clearly was unable to do so. But again, across the board, UConn was just the better team, and there they are, the champions again. So congratulations to the UConn Huskies winning it. So the question I ask is, I kind of wrote down some questions about UConn. They were the best team last night, clearly, and a lot of people felt like they were the best team in this tournament by picking them. They were by, I think, 54% in America picked them to win the title. Were they the best team all year, and were we just not paying attention? Or is that did they get hot at the right time? They finished the year with just 3 losses. But they're, you know, I don't have a chart of who was number one all season long. And were we just overlooking UConn? Or are we just thinking, or is it just hard to find, to think who is the best team because we're living in this portal age where we just don't know because there's no consistency anymore? I don't know. It's interesting to think about.
You got me. 7 games into the season, I thought Oklahoma was one of the best teams.
You're right, yeah. What'd they get about? I mean, I think they almost started 7-0, almost 11-0 at one point. I mean, you're right, and that's the thing. We can go into next year, and there could be a team like Oklahoma that does that, and then they just drop off.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden we look up, and it's the usual contenders that are right there. Mm-hmm. UConn. I mentioned Duke's going to be a favorite next year. I'm sure North Carolina will be in that conversation.
Sure.
Who knows what's going to happen with Kentucky and their coaching search, and who they get, and what that means for their team development. Who comes into Kentucky with them? Iowa State, I think, is a team that on the up and up. Houston, what are they going to look like next year? But that leads into the next question. Can UConn three-peat? I mean, is there a chance that they can three-peat? Which I think, I mean, it is incredibly impressive to me just to win one title in the portal age.
Yeah.
Maybe it is or maybe it isn't, because you're looking in one hand.
To win one title, I think it would be easier to win one title in the portal age. I think it would be much more difficult not just to win one title, but to also be highly competitive 2 years in a row.
Exactly. And but the portal is going to give us one thing or the other. It's going to give us these abilities like UConn has to bring in these players and consistently be good. It could be a totally different looking UConn team next year because of, like I said, entries into the draft, transfers that want to go out, thought I need a little bit more playing time somewhere else, or people coming in go, I want to be a part of that. I want to take the next step to getting a title.
Or superstars getting a big NIL deal and going where the money is.
But on the other hand, the portal age has given us what Oklahoma's dealing with right now.
Yeah.
A mass exodus every single year. And it's because, well, they're not winning at that high level like they have been. Because, you know, I think Coach Mosier is a good coach, but I think he needs time, like needs players to stay so he can develop them into his system.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's why Kelvin Sampson was so good. He'd get guys on campus, keep them there, and develop them into a really good team. He's doing that at Houston. But so is it more impressive to be winning titles in the portal age as opposed to the non-portal age? That's a debate that we could probably have all offseason long. If they go and win, and then it's just overly impressive that he's done it twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And can they do it three times in a row? I think it's crazy where Vegas already has these early odds on favorites because we don't know what the team's going to look like. We don't know what anybody's going to look like. Same thing with, like, football.
Yeah, I saw that the women's poll is already out for next year.
Right. And the women's poll, but the portal age is – the portal is still open for them, and I'm seeing more and more of the women go in that direction too, jumping in. And some big names too. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. But the young lady from LSU with the blonde hair, she was a starter. She's in the portal.
Yeah.
There's another one from Oregon State who is effective. She's in the portal. So it's happening in the women's game too, but it I think there's more consistency, more people willing to stay where they're at in the women's game. It's impressive to me what UConn's been able to do in this portal age, winning back-to-back titles. And then if they do it again, and if they do it, and if Hurley is able to keep some guys on campus, add pieces to it, they're going to be the team to beat. And I don't think, to answer my question earlier, I don't think anyone's going to be overlooking them. I think they're going to be the clear number one going into the next year and in the favorite. So, but again, we don't know. Everything could change. We just have some surprise opt-outs from UConn and everything. It could change up everything. And, of course, the coaching carousel is just beginning with Kentucky losing Calipari and Arkansas getting them, and now Kentucky's looking for a coach. That could change everything, kind of in the same vein of when Saban retired out from Alabama and the repercussions that had throughout the coaching landscape of college football. What one hire can do for Kentucky, what happens after that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, players change after that. Well, I committed to the coach, not the program. I'm out. So it's something to watch. But, again, congratulations to UConn. But, more importantly, congratulations to Coach Ham winning the bracket challenge. Garrison Financial, thank you to you, Scott, helping us out. Well, it's not a Friday. It's a Garrison Financial week.
Masters week
as you're filling in for me, as I fill in for Skinny over here. Full financial planning. You can shop the open market to bring the best value of life insurance and investments. Can manage your investments or charge hourly to build a plan for you to manage. Most of all, Scott likes to work with the client's accountants to streamline tax ramifications and returns. Go see him at 121 North Main Street right here in Elk City. Call him up, 821-1219. Or you can email him, scott@soonerwealth.com. Got to take a break? We'll come back. We'll look at the NBA. It picks back up tonight. They did not play last night, which was cool. They didn't want to interfere with the title game. There are some key games to watch tonight. Something we'll be doing all week, I think, as it relates to the Thunder and where they could be seated after Sunday. We'll talk about that coming up. Keep right here. It's the Skinny on Sports. It's on the Animal.
Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations, and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
The Skinny on Sports.
First or last, baby!
Welcome back, Skinny on Sports, the Sports Animal, 98.1 FM, 1240 AM, KADS, the Sports Animal. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. Jared Atha filling in for Aaron. He's on the road on his way to Augusta. As checked checked with him yesterday. He started the day in Oxford, Mississippi, so he's making his way driving, which is really, really cool to me, down to Augusta. I don't usually don't look at weather, but looking at the radar, there are some rain showers starting to pop up in southwest Oklahoma, so we're going to see some rain showers, I think, approach into the Beckham County and greater area here within the next few minutes. Nothing severe, but there is a potential today, so just be a little weather aware when it comes to that. Some things to note real quick. First off, it is a Paul Jones Drug Tuesday. Thank you to Rodney Skinner over there at Paul Jones Drug and his staff. Experience Compounding, the oldest compounding pharmacy in Elk City. They got free local delivery, drive-through pickup, curbside testing and vaccinations, and much, much more. That is Paul Jones Drug, sponsor of the Tuesday version of the Skinny on Sports. Wrapping up college basketball, I thought it was really cool. You probably heard it right before it came on our airwaves. The viewership, the ratings from last night's men's game, 11.5 million watched the men's national title game, a pretty good, respectable number. I believe it was on three stations total, TBS, TNT, and True TV. I think that's right. And but the one, and I saw this article, last night, about the ratings for the women's game, which was played on Sunday afternoon on ABC and ESPN, a preliminary audience average of 18.7 million, which is what they're saying is the most watched hoops game since 2019. I think that's across the board, men and women's. There was a lot of interest in the women's game this year, and I wonder what would that number been like? What if LSU and Iowa were on different sides of the bracket and somehow they met again in the title game? I would have maybe postponed practice for that one to go watch that. Well, I wasn't able to watch.
Who called that practice again? Who scheduled that practice, Jared?
Well, my man Jeremy did, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there. He was actually down in Dallas watching his daughter play some basketball. But I'm sure he had his phone in his lap watching that game, too. There's a lot of interest in the women's game this year, but that was something I thought was interesting. And then, again, I think I mentioned this off air to you. I wonder how much of that went into – now, I was interested in last night's game for obvious reasons for my bracket. I wonder once people's brackets start to – fall apart, people kind of lost interest. But there, I mean, did we have that many people who filled out a women's bracket? No, we didn't. The numbers are there. You can look. No one's filling out women's brackets like they are men's brackets.
According to Kamala, that's the first time that we've ever had a bracket on the women's.
Oh, yeah. Well,
anyway, moving on from that.
Don't get me started there. But that is really cool. I thought it was great for the women's game to see that. The time slot, I think they figured that out, playing it on a Sunday afternoon where it's not interfering with pretty much anybody. There's nothing going on.
Well, like
maybe
you
the
say,
Valero,
I mean,
but...
I mean, how many, like you said, you had practice on a Sunday afternoon. How many people have kids practice, kids high school games, stuff like that going on a Monday evening in spring? I mean, every spring sport's going on.
There's that. There's stuff, yeah. I mean, I know there's baseball, softball going on, high school stuff going on. We actually had practice again last night.
Yeah. And the eclipse just made people weird yesterday.
It did make people really weird, but don't get me started on that one. But I think a big part of this is that the game is fun to watch. The star power's there. You had the storylines of South Carolina going for the undefeated season. Of course, Caitlin Clark, I mentioned the star power. And then the time slot. I think Sunday afternoon is the way to go for this game.
Well, and the week before the Masters.
Yeah. No one,
how many viewers would there have been if the Masters was going on Sunday?
Not very much.
You know?
No. They planned it out
It was a really well-placed game.
Yeah. And so, as a girl dad, I'm happy to see it because it's progressing the sport. It's
absolutely.
And then, like I said yesterday, I think there will be a residual effect where fans will come back next year and watch not as many. I mean, do I think we'll get 18.7 million viewers next year for the title game? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And that's not a knock on the women's sport. That's not a knock on the women's basketball. I think the star power goes away. But I think there will be some household names that will emerge. And we'll see what happens. But that's really cool. I thought it was neat. And for the sport of basketball overall, I think it's really, really good. Where was I? I have a list here. Oh, yeah, NBA. Let's talk a little bit NBA. Picks back up tonight. Some key games to watch. Of course, the Thunder play the Kings tonight. The Thunder with the win. I'll give credit to the Morning Emeralds. I didn't know this. I probably should have if I paid attention and did the math and all that. But Thunder can basically lock up. They can be no worse than three if they win tonight. They could lock up the three seed. And then things can happen between now and the end of the day on Sunday. Who knows where they could be. I mean, 2-1 are still up for grabs is what I'm saying. But they can lock up to a three seed with a win tonight versus the Kings. Looks like SGA will play. He's not on any kind of injury report right now. Those change hourly. So sure there'll be a lot of refresh clicks as the day goes on. But and then the Kings have something to play for too. They're not just going to waltz in and rest anybody. So I expect a very good game tonight. Nuggets at the Jazz tonight. Of course, we're score watching when it comes to Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Obviously, a Jazz win will help the Thunder right there. One that's kind of interesting, and they mentioned this too before me. I give them credit, but I promise you, I was thinking about this game. The Warriors at Lakers tonight. For one, the name, the star power in that one, and the names sure. And everything. But they're fighting for positioning between the 9 and 10 seed. And, you know, you want to be in that, maybe in that 9 seed and just kind of hang on. You get in that 10 seed, you pretty much, it's a must win throughout every game win to the next, three games. So a lot of pressure if you lose that game just to stay alive for the playoffs.
If that doesn't tell you the superstar that LeBron is, that they're playing for a 9-10 seed, and they'll still put him on, they'll put his game on prime time before they'll put anybody else.
I got to take that back. They're already locked in the playoffs. The top 10 are locked in.
Yeah.
Because Houston got eliminated on, I think that was Sunday. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be playing to barely escape into the playoffs, and like I said, the NBA will still have him on primetime slots before Oklahoma City.
Well, as long as he's LeBron and whatever jersey he's wearing, it'll demand a lot of attention. I think this also shows us when you have the Lakers and Warriors fighting for the 9 and 10 seed to get into the play-in tournament, shows us we are at a change right now. Yeah. With the NBA and its star power,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what age we call it, the super team age, whatever you want to call it, of Golden State with Steph and company. Of course, you mentioned LeBron and the Lakers, even Phoenix and KD. I think it's kind of that time is closing,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen overnight. This happens over years. I think it kind of started last year when you had Denver winning. Maybe even back when Milwaukee won it,
Giannis era
kind of started. Denver winning.
When Milwaukee won it, Giannis, the athleticism that he brought to the game compared to those guys that are aging, mm-hmm. those guys that are getting older, just a different – he's at a different level than those guys are now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you watch him play, he's just at a different level.
And the point is that it's like a slow garage door. You're watching it shut.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now, I think, with who we see at the top in the West. I'll start with the West. The Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Thunder. Okay, I mean you're right there. And right behind him is the Clippers, which I wonder about the Paul George. You know, was he falling under that umbrella with KD and LeBron and Steph? He's kind of, you know, Kawhi, all of them, Westbrook. But, you know, Westbrook's obviously done, but after this year or throughout this year. So my point is we're seeing a shift. You got the youth of the Oklahoma City Thunder. You got Denver with the champs last year looking to repeat. Minnesota's a contender. You go over to the East. Boston, great star power there. You know, Milwaukee Bucks, there they are again as a two seed. So it's all, I feel like, kind of that door shutting for that one era, the super team era, whatever the teams we call them. And now we're getting into this new era, you know, this shift, which is really neat for me. What's cool, too, is if the Thunder hold on to the three seed, it looks like Phoenix is probably going to be the sixth seed, unless New Orleans makes a push here. But that'd be an opening round series between Oklahoma City and Phoenix. Of course, Oklahoma City versus KD.
Yeah.
And I've said this before with Aaron, how full circle would that be?
Oh, to the fans, if he came to Oklahoma City for a playoff game, it would be.
And then if they win it, if Oklahoma City wins it.
Yeah.
I talk of closing, and could that be a closure? Could that be, can the fans say, all right, we've come full circle. We've survived it. Yep. You left us. Yeah. We had to break it down. We had to go through a rebuild. And now we've beaten you out of the playoffs. We let it go. Can we let it go? Can we stop booing? Can we just say, it's done. It's done. We're done. We've moved on. We're over you. Can we?
Probably the majority.
Would that help it anyway?
You're still going to have plenty that will never.
I'm over the booing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
But
I'm not over the fact of why I will always be mad about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm done booing. You know what I do? I mean, I haven't been to a game since he's been back in a different jersey. But I'm over the, I'd probably just not even clap. I would just, yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I'm not standing up, cupping my hands and booing him. I'm just like, oh, there he is. He used to be with us. He's not anymore. We're good without him. I'm over it. But the question is, at what point does Oklahoma City fans say, we appreciate what you did here? Not how you, when does his contributions to the Thunder organization.
I don't know if that's ever
overshadow how he left.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I don't.
I wonder if this helps it though.
Yeah.
If this happens, if it's Oklahoma City Thunder, Phoenix Suns first round, and Oklahoma City wins, and it's done, I wonder if that helps it.
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of question of KD's future at Phoenix, and I don't. I'm not suggesting he's thinking about retirement, but. And Aaron seems to suggest that he's firmly believing that he will come back as a Thunder for a couple years to retire as a Thunder player, to retire where he started his career.
I mean, he's definitely.
Would fans embrace that? Would fans allow that to happen?
You saw when he went to Phoenix that he's looking for a ring. I mean, he's been trying to get somewhere where there's a culmination of talent for the last three places that he's gone to.
And honestly, and again, fans or listeners, we're not suggesting. Well, I haven't heard anything. There's no rumors out there that this is a thing.
Yeah.
But you look at a past superstar, you know, they kind of come back. They want to retire at a certain place. They want to, you know, and I think it is a big thing for him to have a jersey hung up in a rafter or a statue built.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think he did enough at Golden State to get that.
No.
Obviously, he didn't do that at Brooklyn.
No.
He's not doing that at Phoenix.
Nope.
He's done a lot of stuff. He did a lot of stuff as a Thunder player, except win a title. But then I could see Sam going, hey, I'd love to have you back. You just don't fit into what we're doing right now.
There you go.
You just don't fit. We got a good thing going.
I don't know that he could.
Yeah, I'll take you back, but we'll bring you off the bench.
Be six man.
Which is insane to think about.
Yeah.
There's no way you're putting KD on the bench to start the game.
And whether or not he'd even think about being willing to do that.
It's interesting. It's interesting how that would play out. And man, how much the sports, the soap opera that is sports, right? That what it can give us.
Sure.
That would be the ultimate storyline, I think, in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything better than Oklahoma City and Phoenix in a first-round series. And the storyline of KD playing Oklahoma City team that has yet to win a playoff series and since he's been gone.
Yeah. Here's my question for you. So how far out are the Thunder from
like
competing for a title?
For a title? Well, I think they're ahead of schedule. I think everybody knows that. And we're just kind of relishing in the fact that like, this is happening and it's fun and everything's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of look at it like that. Like whatever happens from this point on
yeah.
in the playoffs is a bonus. They win an open round series, bonus. They needed that for that progression, for that next step kind of situation. So I don't, obviously it's not this year. I don't know what the time frame was for Presti. I look at him like he's the big dog daddy. Like
no,
he's the guy like I trust. I'm Sam, I trust. So I don't think he's ever revealed like, okay, this is the time frame, how this was supposed to happen. He clearly has a framework of how this is all laid
sure.
out. So it's anyone's guess, but I think
kudos to him for realizing that he was going to have to do it through the draft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't
you know,
any other way in small market. You're
no.
not going to get – no. I think
not reaching. You know, he hasn't reached to try to get
no.
players that he can't get or shouldn't get.
Or overpay for.
Overpay, you know, yep.
Like Phoenix did with KD. They've
yeah.
sold their future. They got nothing after him. To answer your question, I almost want to say when we start next year – when those preview magazines come out and those articles come out, you're going to have a list of 4 to 5 teams that are going to be labeled contenders, and I think the Thunder will be on that list. But I think we're 2 years out.
Yeah.
I think this kind of has the feel of the that first round series, even though I think they'll win it this time, but when the Thunder took the Lakers – the eventual champs, what year was that? When they got to the playoffs and they were on the brink. They took them to the brink of eliminating them
Gosh,
in the first
that was...
round. Was that 9-10? Was it 9-10? 09, 2010 season? Because
no,
then in 11, they got to the Western Conference Finals and lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then in 12, of course, they go to the finals. So you see what I'm
yeah.
saying? See what I'm
yep.
saying here? I think they're around that 9-10 area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say 11 because they went to the conference finals. I think that's a stretch right this year. But I think they're right there. But I do believe they'll win the first round series. And then I think next year, if it's not the Western Conference Finals disappointment, I mean, that should be the goal. So I think they're 2 years out.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'd say that's probably pretty good.
I'm being kind of cautiously optimistic with that. I don't want to be too over the top with it.
I'd say that's pretty
close.
And
say, like, you know, some fans are probably screaming, oh, this is the year. I don't know. No, this is not the year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first step in getting to where we want to be as Thunder fans. And again, everything's a bonus at this point.
That's a good, way to
friend,
look at it.
I got a good friend who taught me how to approach, like, especially with my kids and what they do. You know, they're just there to play a game. But if we can get them playing in those big games, those championship games or whatever, I was taught whatever happens in this championship game is a bonus. We're here. We're in a championship game. So either way, they're walking home with medals, and they're going to be happy about it.
Yeah.
Second place or first.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as parents and coaches,
drive a little bit more of the competitive spirit into next year, and
yeah,
try to keep
and
the.
So I was taught, you know, we've been to Final Fours of state tournaments and stuff, and we just kind of looked at each other. This is a bonus.
Yeah,
we got him here. Whatever happens, happens. I think this year is a bonus year for Oklahoma City. Whatever happens, happens. It's a lot of fun. It's been a fun year so far. So tonight, Oklahoma City Thunder, Sacramento. Oh, I had that time pulled up. It is at 7 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on KADS. Let's take another break. Thank you to Paul Jones Drug for sponsoring today's show. Thank you to Rodney Skinner and his crew over there. DME Durable Medical Equipment, walkers, canes, crutches, wraps, braces, convenience packaging, gifts and greeting cards, most insurance accepted. Go check them out. We'll take a break. Keep it right here. It's the Skinny on Sports on the Animal.
Paul Jones Drug offers a free service that makes taking your daily medications safe and easy. It's called convenience packaging, meaning they can combine all of your daily medications and put them in sealed, separate daily packages. This process replaces you from having to fill your daily medication dispenser. And as always, Paul Jones Drug prepares individual blister packaging for long-term care patients. With their drive-through window, curbside service, and free local delivery, it's just more reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise, we provide care you can trust.
The Skinny on Sports.
This is one of the most awesome experiences of my life because I'm getting in trouble right now. I can't believe it.
Welcome back. Skinny on Sports on the Esports Animal. Tuesday morning. Got about 10 more minutes left to go. We will wrap up the show again. I know, again, we don't usually do weather on this show, but there is some rain kind of developing outside. As I kind of glanced out the window, it looks like it's getting darker out there, and I'm looking at the radar. There is some rain showers, nothing severe. We could use all the rain we can get. My lawn certainly can use all that rain that we can get. Hopefully we get a rainy summer season this year. And don't forget about Scott Kelly. Great guy to get your lawn sprayed or anything else. He does some good stuff for you. You want to up that turf game, you want to get that yard of the week sign. Or just the bragging rights. I mentioned, talk about bragging rights on this show. You want the bragging rights of having the best lawn in your neighborhood? Give Scott a call. 580-799-5670. He does more than just spray your lawn and charge you. He has fertilize and bug control, insect applications, all that kind of stuff. He'll go to Elk City, of course, Canute, Cheyenne, and Sayre. Scott Kelly, 580-799-5670. He'll set up a program for you, like a year-round program for you that's really going to make your lawn shine. Go check him out. Also, really cool event happening on Friday, Boots and Badges Blood Drive, the Love Like Coulter Memorial Blood Drive. It's sponsored by the Beckham County Firefighters Association. And that's going to happen at 303 West 5th Street, and I believe that's the Elk City Fire Department, happening on Friday from noon to 6. Lunch will be served to first responders and OBI employees for free. Others, a donation would be appreciated. You can get yourself a free ticket to the Oklahoma City Zoo, a T-shirt. They have raffle tickets. This is all to raise some money and remember a really cool guy in Coulter Vought. So that's going to happen on Friday from noon to 6, 303 West 5th Street, Elk City Fire Department. Go check it out on Friday and give some blood. Good causes right there. Let's wrap it up. Some quick hitters here. I failed to mention high school baseball yesterday. The Elk City Elks are still on top of the 4A3 standings at 9-0. They are 17-3 on the year. They did lose to Chickasha. I tell you what, fans, listen or watch Chickasha. The Chickasha Fighting Chicks, Kevin James, head coach over there, they were really good last year. Of course, they're not in this district, but they played a non-district game. What was that on Saturday? And Elk City lost 5-4. The Chicks are going to. I will go ahead and put them in the state tournament if I'm just guessing. I think them. They have an opportunity to get there. Elk City had a district game yesterday, bounced back with a win over Clinton. They return that tonight at Clinton, of course, weather permitting. In fact, they moved up the time to 5 o'clock. So a district game right there. Then they have a non-district game against Edmond Santa Fe right here in Ackley Park on Thursday. And they'll wrap up the week at Bing and then playing Sulphur. I think that might be a three-way type game on Saturday. And then a big district game against Weatherford, district series against Weatherford next week, and that wraps up district play, I believe. District standings, Elk City 1, Weatherford 2, Bishop McGinnis 3, Kingfisher 4, Clinton 5, Woodward behind Clinton, and then there's Anadarko. Real quick, looking at how some other teams are doing throughout the area. We'll start in Class A. I'll just go through the top 20 here. Arapahoe Butler, 17-2 on the season, ranked 8th. Those rankings, of course, locked in. Fell to Shattuck at the Shattuck tournament in the championship game, 9-1, but still took second place in that one. Pretty good for Arapahoe. Canute kind of struggled over at the Granite tournament. They won their opening round game against Duke, lost to Hammond 8-2, then lost to the host school Granite in the third place game 19-9, but bounced back yesterday senior night, beat Visay 9-1, and they'll have Lakeba Sickles tonight. And I'm not sure. I'm looking. I mentioned Hammond. How'd they do in that tournament? They lost. They turned around and lost to Navajo in the championship game 17-6 in the Donnie Elliott tournament over there at Granite. But they too bounced back last night. Good win over Cheyenne 3-0. So we got some really good high school baseball happening. And we are fastly approaching the end of the year, which is just mind blowing to me. I mean, here's when you know it's close to the end of the school season is school anything is when proms start to pop up. I know it's prom.
Yeah.
A lot of proms are popping up.
Yeah.
I believe this weekend and next few weekends as we fastly approach the graduation around mid-May. So kids, be careful, please. Prom season, please be careful. Mom and dads, everyone else driving around, look out.
My kid's going to his first.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Got the white suit and everything. White.
White?
Suit. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know what the cleaning bill is going to be for that at the end of the night. But
hopefully there's no chocolate fondue water or chocolate no fountains doubt. Or you can see
I
that.
I got to go out. I'll tell you what. I got to go out tonight and then on the 16th because I only have two more chances to watch some of the guys that I coached since they were little bitty play soccer.
Yes.
So.
You need to be my soccer guy. Yeah.
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 Got Elk City High School soccer's coming up tonight. I can't even remember who they have tonight. And then the 16th is senior night. So.
Well, I can look that up.
Get out there and support them. And
I can look that up. I'm looking that up.
Who
soccer,
we got?
Soccer. Tonight, it looks like they got Newcastle. Boys and girls, I assume?
Yep. Boys and girls, JV and varsity.
Very good.
So they start at 4:30 today.
Awesome.
JV starts at 4:30.
Awesome. Yeah. So go support them. And again, all weather permitting. I know there's
and
some
hopefully
really good
we got it approved by the board. Hopefully we're going to be building an indoor soccer facility here in the next couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
The
plans have been approved. We've gotten some sponsors. Of course, we're always looking for more sponsors. This is something that this is another thing, just like the five plexes for softball and baseball, you get an indoor soccer facility here, you're going to bring in a lot of teams for tournaments.
Yeah, and that's such
Weatherford, Woodward, Altus, even Amarillo, Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a moneymaker for the city and for the school.
Such a big thing. Yeah, the city. That's the way I look at it. People come in here, they buy gas, they buy food, they
Absolutely.
Get hotel rooms. You go every weekend, I've seen the schedule out there at the Fiveplex, baseball, softball, it is
packed. Yeah.
Packed. And, if you don't get there, sometimes when my kids have a tournament, I'm hoping for the first game on a Saturday because I know I'll get a good parking spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I see it's like mid-morning, I know I'm out of luck. I'm walking.
Oh, man.
Because
yeah,
the parking is
it's insane out there.
It's awesome, though, because you get, like I said, all that right here in Elk City and the surrounding area. A lot of money being spent, a lot of money being flowed into the economy out here. It's really, really cool. And I pray one day we get some state tournaments out here in the summer.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And then this is how big that would be because it's not just a regional thing at that point. It's the entire state coming here to beautiful Western Oklahoma. So that is something
well,
I always
I've
look
heard,
forward to.
You know, I've heard plenty of people from the metro area talk about how nice the fields are out there and that they don't really have very many facilities in the city area that have the artificial turf and never have to worry about rain and
right. The rain is a big thing.
The field
the weather's a big thing. Of course, nothing prevents the lightning. We've sat through plenty of lightning delays, but if it's just a rain shower comes through, you wait what 20, 30 minutes and you're back on the field.
There you go.
It soaks on in and you're good to go. But yeah, it's I'm not sure. We only have two more minutes. I can go on and on of the politics of why they're not getting a state tournament out there. I'm not sure why. I have an opinion why. Find me later and I'll give it to you. Call me up. But it would be so big. Ultimately, though, it would be so big for the city of Elk City if they could get a state tournament out there because you would not have one hotel room left.
No.
make sure the tanks are full for your guests because everyone's going to be buying it. The restaurants will be busy.
Packed. Yeah. They already are. Yeah.
On those Saturdays, yeah, they're packed. And I think it was City Manager Tom Ives who said at sometimes on just a regular tournaments that the concession stands out there are the biggest, most honest, on a Saturday. How do you state it? The most profitable restaurant in Oak City.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the money is going right there, mm-hmm. buying burgers and hot dogs. And then I guarantee at dinner time, I know me and my wife, when we're done on that Saturday, I don't want to cook. Let's go somewhere.
Sure. We'll worn out.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
We'll let someone else serve us and we'll sit down and relax. But it's big. It's a big moneymaker. Big time. Well, that's it. We're out of time. All right. Hey, big thanks again, Paul Jones Drug, helping us out with today's show. Big thank you to you.
Get ready. A lot of Masters talk tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Almost forgot one. Boomtown Grill. Don't forget about today's special Boomtown Grill chicken fried steak. $5 includes a side. They got 12 big screen televisions. You could watch pretty much every angle of the Masters when it starts on Thursday. And I'm sure they'll have the par 3 on Wednesday, right? Is that right? Wednesday? Tomorrow's a par 3? Am I right?
I believe so.
I think that's right. And any athletic, either watch the NBA games today, go check them out. Boomtown Grill in Oak City. Happy hours from 2 to 6. 11 beers on tap, 30 bottled and canned beers available. They got the house favorite, the smoked old fashioned. The more I talk about it, the more I want to try it. And, of course, all the great food, burgers, pizza, everything.
I forgot you owe me a smoked old fashioned.
I do for coming on this week, maybe more than one. Appreciate you, Scott.
All right. Bring on the rain.
Everybody stay dry. Hopefully that's all we get, just the rain, nothing the crazy stuff. If it does, we got you covered right here on the Paragon Network. We're out of here. Have a wonderful Tuesday. You've been listening to The Skinny on Sports. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball.